This is Rediscover Life with Pastor John from All Nations Church with your daily message to help you reconnect to your Creator and rediscover life as it can be with Jesus. And we're continuing our series, I Have Decided. Have you decided to follow Jesus? I'm going to read here from Luke chapter 14. Now great multitudes went with him, and he turned and said to them, If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his cross, come after me, cannot be my disciple. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it? Lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. And I think it's interesting that Jesus here is talking about discipleship, because this is the first key that we're looking at to the decision to follow Jesus Christ. Discipleship is so important. It's such a core part of who we are and what we're called to do. Because remember, Jesus said, make disciples. And but Jesus, you know, is talking, and he said, if you don't hate your family, your father, mother, wife, children, brothers and sisters, and even your own life, you can't be my disciple. I mean, what did Jesus mean here? I mean, did he say you're meant to neglect your family, neglect your wife, your children, your parents? No, I mean, the same Bible tells us to honor your father and mother. They may go well with you, may live long upon the earth. I believe Jesus here is talking about priorities. He's talking about relative to your love for him, that your love for your family would pale in insignificance. And yet, loving God means that you're called to love your family, because if you don't love your wife, you don't love God, because God is her father. And again, the Bible is very clear about the importance of loving our family. But Jesus is telling us that if we don't love God passionately, and even more than we love our natural family, that we can't be his disciples. And so here we see this expectation of passion and service. And whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. And so again, it's not just about service, it's about sacrifice. For which of you, intending to build a tower, does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he is enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation, is not able to finish? All who see it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build and was not able to finish. And so when we talk about the decision to follow Jesus Christ, this is a lifelong commitment. It's not something we do for a few weeks, a few months, or even a few years, but that we're determined until we take our very last breath, we're serving Jesus Christ with all of our hearts. So count the cost. Jesus said to count the cost of being a disciple. We're talking about discipleship. And I have decided, well, you have decided to follow Jesus, or you've decided to be a disciple. And a disciple is a learner. And so, as I said earlier, do you have the power to make good on the promise you have made to God? You know, are you following through on the commitment you've made to him? Because we talk about somebody making a commitment to Christ when they receive him as Savior. Have you counted the cost of being a disciple? Because like I said, people make all kinds of excuses. But again, the question is, are you living for Christ? Or like so many men and women, are you hiding behind excuses? Well, you don't know what happened to me when I was young. Or you don't know what it's like in my home. You don't know what my husband or wife is like. Or, oh, I've so much going on with my career or my children or this or that or the other. And, you know, invariably we can make all kinds of excuses. But, you know, I'm a big believer in serving God today right where you are. Because, you know what, the seasons of life pass. But, you know, the service of God is so important. And it's important we serve God where we are right now. You know, there was a time when my wife and myself had 5 kids under the age of 7. We were pastoring a church. And we were doing our best. We had 2 services a day and a Sunday, and you know, evangelism on a Saturday, and you know, all kinds of things going on, counseling and challenges and financial challenges, etc. But we were serving God. We didn't decide, you know, when all of our kids are 18, then we'll serve him. No, we chose to serve him right there. And you know, all these years later, we're still serving him today. Matthew 10, verse 38. And he who does not take up his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. Count the cost of following Jesus Christ. And, you know, if you're a disciple of Jesus Christ, it means you are a follower of Christ. And Matthew chapter 8 and verse 23. Now, when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him. And, you know, this is the mark of a disciple, is that you're following Jesus Christ. So what are the characteristics of a disciple? And today and tomorrow, I'm going to deal with the first one, which is clarity. Now, clarity is simply defined as the quality of being clear and easy to understand. The thing, you know, as men and women of God, we need to walk in the light of the world, even if nobody else does. We are called, like the Bible says, to be a city on a hill and to shine our light. And so, anyway, as much as our generation is committed to speaking lies, we must speak the truth. And that calls for clarity. Clarity in our focus and our objectives. We are called to glorify our God, win our world, and make disciples. Jesus said in John 9, verse 4, night cometh when no man can work. You see, we are on borrowed time, and we thus need to have clarity and not confusion. We need to hear the voice of God and obey it. We need to be about the Master's business. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 8 says, again, if the trumpet does not sound a clear call, who will get ready for battle? Have you heard the Master's call? Because clarity changes everything. Clarity means that you recognize that your husband or your wife or your boss or your children are not the problem. Our battle is not against flesh and blood. It means you prioritize time with your spouse and your kids, and first and foremost with your Creator. It means you see that you don't have forever to reach your family, your friends, your colleagues, and your generation. Luke chapter 14, verse 23, then the Master said to the servant, go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. You see, there is an urgency and a clarity to the call of God. You know he's calling you, and a disciple always responds. Have you responded to the call of God? And so we're going to continue this tomorrow, because I find this whole subject of discipleship so fascinating, because when you read the Bible, you suddenly discover how many times Jesus spoke about discipleship and how much the Bible has to say about it. And so, again, Jesus said, come follow me and I will make you fishers of men. So we want to learn of Christ, and we want to be faithful disciples of Christ, and ultimately, you know, we want to be Christ-like. We want to be like Jesus. And so, as I finish today, I just pray, Lord, that you would, by your grace and by the power of your Holy Spirit and by the light of your word, that you would work in us to help us to be more like Jesus. Help us to walk in your ways. Help us to please you, to obey you, to honor you, to glorify you. For we know the time is short and the need is great. Help us to be more like you, in Jesus' wonderful name. This is Pastor John from All Nations Church, thanking you for listening today. Hope you can join us again tomorrow right here on UCB Ireland. God bless you.